What just happened in today's gospel? Were the Pharisees really concerned about Jesus? They warned Jesus that Herod wanted to kill him. Why would they do that? Not only did they not like Jesus, they had been discussing among themselves what they wanted to do to him for quite some time. Because in their opinion, Jesus paid no attention to the law, and their main mission was to keep the law as fully as possible. For the Pharisees, Jesus was their public enemy number one. So considering the historical tension between Jesus and the Pharisees, as well as their involvement in his crucifixion, it is interesting to note their possible concern for his safety. They told him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." It has been suggested that the warning from the Pharisees is actually a political strategy of Herod. Of course, Jesus sees right through the Pharisees' so-called good intentions. Jesus knew that in order to fulfill the will of God, he could not turn away from the path that was set out for him. He had to go to Jerusalem to suffer and die and raise it again on the third day. In Jesus' final weeks, he nears Jerusalem, where many prophets before him were ignored, hated, or killed. Jesus was aware of the path he was on and the outcome it would bring. And still, he went. He went because he loves us. He went because he loved the Pharisees and even that fox, Herod. Jesus delivers one of his most emotional statements recorded in the Bible, in today's gospel. Listen again. "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as the hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." I would imagine anyone who have loved someone deeply and knows that they can't protect them from dangers, we understands just a little bit of the pain in Jesus' lament over Jerusalem. Martin Luther saw Jesus' lament over Jerusalem as an example of the theology of the cross, emphasizing God's hidden power and suffering as paths to salvation despite rejection and violence. The true power and glory of God are not shown through worldly victory, but through witness and suffering. The lament and eventual crucifixion of Jesus illustrates this point, and he is rejected by those he seeks to save. Jesus said, "And you were not willing. Jerusalem has close to the future. Jerusalem has neither responded to the promise nor acknowledged the call for life. And you know, my siblings, sometimes you and I are in that way. Sometimes we overlook the promise and the future. It happens when we hold hatreds and resentments, or when we refuse to forgive or accept forgiveness. It is present in our doubts and refusal to accept others. It happens when we isolate ourselves, when we withhold hospitality, and we decline to welcome others. When fear takes over, we prioritize power, security, and control. That is the reason we do not listen to others, and we tend to think that our way is the only way. It happens when we hold on the past guilt, the past hurt, the past loss. It happens when we decline to engage in self-reflection, to question ourselves, or consider new ideas. And the list goes on and on and on. We choose to just exist instead of truly living. We remain unchanged. Our spiritual growth has stuck. Hope is replaced by despair, and dreams are replaced by nightmares. We are unable to see or hear the promise of new life. And without hope for the future, there is no life. Jesus is not accusing Jerusalem. Listen well. Jesus is not accusing Jerusalem. He is lamenting Jerusalem. In Luke 19, verse 41, when he was entering Jerusalem, the gospel said, he wept over it. He wept over it. He mourns. He mourns Jerusalem's decline and spiritual blindness. Nevertheless, he continues visiting Jerusalem. My siblings in Christ, he consistently enters the significant moments of our lives, continually inviting us to embrace life more fully and pursue new opportunities to grow, to growth. The promise remains regardless of our responses. Jesus never gives up on us. Hope is always available. Our triune God will be there when we reopen and are ready to say, as he said in the last verse of today's gospel, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And you know, those are not just words. They describe a person whose eyes, ears, and heart are attuned to what is coming, a promise, a future, a life. in what ways are your eyes, ears, or heart not open today? What must change or be let go to start opening up? That won't change what is coming, the good or the bad, but it will change us. Remember, God's love and grace is revealed even in the face of human sin and disobedience. Still, God cares for you and for me. God's mercy and love is endless, and so are opportunities to put our faith into practice in daily life. What does this undeserved love mean to you? Let me repeat that. What does this undeserved love mean to you, to me, to us? We have a great Savior who has died for us in the cross for pure love. But he not only died, he was rose again for you and for me. And as people who live in a modern-day Jerusalem, we are to lead people to the one who longs to gather his children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. Hoping for a hug? I do. Come and meet the one who long ago said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings." God is an awesome God, and this is the awesome God we have. And we want to make him known to our family, friends, neighbors, strangers, whoever crosses in our lives, and even our enemies. My siblings, the world needs Jesus. Our country needs Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we need you. We need you every day in our lives. Until the end, when you call us to your presence, we need you. Let us continue to allow you to work in our lives, in our hearts, in our eyes and ears, that we all will be open to you, to listen to you, and to follow you. Because what you did in the cross for us is just the best way to show us how much you love us. In your name, amen.